Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tonight, the guest is the love that is found between the two hosts.
Huh. I couldn't even quite get that out.
Yeah, it's funny. Drew gave a look at the schedule, then he looked back at me, then he looked down at his microphone, and he looked back up at me. Huh. That's right. Brevity is the soul of wit, Drew.
That's right. I was actually bewildered.
Steven?
Huh?
Steven, you're 18 years old. What's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right. Big problem. My girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, she's been on the pill for about 2 months now. And right now she's complaining that she's getting sick in the morning because I still do talk to her. And she thinks she might be pregnant. But she was on the pill and I also was pulling out while we were having sex.
All right, so either she's getting sick from the pill, which people do commonly.
After 2 months, though.
Yeah, sometimes if they don't really understand that they need to make some changes, it could have been that way the whole time. And the pill is basically your body believing it's pregnant.
That's what the pill is. Has she been taking the pill properly?
That's the other thing.
She told me that she's never missed a day, but she's maybe taken it maybe 1 hour off of the time she was supposed to.
Well, that shouldn't change anything. Is she taking any other medication on top of it?
Not recently. She recently did have like a throat infection that I gave her, but that was about it.
Is she trying to lure you back into her web of deceit?
I know she does want me back, but I already made it clear that I don't want to get back with her.
Yeah, but the question was, is this a ploy for her to try to get you back?
I don't think it is. Maybe she was kind of asking me about that. Oh, if I do have the kid, would you get back with
me? Right, magically. And maybe she didn't take the pill so properly during some of your encounters.
Did she know you were going to break up before you broke up?
I did break up with her one time before, but I got back with her that same day because,
you wanted to have sex.
No, that's not it. I don't like doing that with the girls.
All right.
Not that I don't like sex.
All right. Should she go get a test or what?
Yeah, she should go get a test. I wondered when he said he gave her a sore throat, whether she took some antibiotics for that, and that could screw up the effectiveness of the pill. So, sure, it's possible. It's possible she's pregnant.
Yeah, and listen, guys, all you guys do that, I'm going to break up with you, but then I'm going to get on the sexual maintenance program. That's fine, but keep in mind, if they want to suck you back in, they may just conveniently forget to take that pill. And then you may be sucked in for life.
Could be.
At least they may suck your wallet back in. Does the vagina actually have a vacuum, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it does.
Huh?
Interesting. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, here's the problem. Me and my wife, we've been married for almost 2 years, but we've been together for 5.
Uh-huh.
You know, the sex was great in the beginning and constantly nonstop. You know, blowjobs were there. But,
hold on, let me get my scratch pad.
Blowjobs are there.
Did he say yes to blowjobs?
He said they're there.
But a check by blowjob?
Yeah. All right. They were there constantly. Mm-hmm. Never had to ask.
Mm-hmm. You
know? And now they're like gone. Sex has stopped once, maybe twice a month, if I'm lucky. You know, we do have a daughter that was born on my birthday just after we got married. And I know that women's hormones change after childbirth and everything, but... and that was just like instantly.
Oh, so immediately after the pregnancy, she was shut down.
It started a little bit before that, but after the pregnancy, it was gone.
All right, and that's been 2 years now?
Going on 2 years, yeah.
All right, so maybe something biologically is affecting her. Maybe she's depressed. Maybe her hormones haven't sort of normalized since the pregnancy. That's something that warrants evaluation. And then maybe there's something going on in the relationship here.
Well, not that I know of. I mean, we're happy all around. I mean, we don't.
It just seems like Scott would be the last to know.
It does, yeah. Scott, does she ever talk to you about it? Does she feel guilty? Does she feel bad?
Well, all she really tells me is she don't want it.
But here's what I'm saying, Scott. If you're a loving and nurturing partner in this relationship, and for some reason or another she does not want to be intimate with you, then she would say to you, hey, look, I'm sorry. There's something going on with me. You're a great guy. I'm sorry I'm putting you through this. Let me see if I can do something about it. But she wouldn't just say, hey, get away. I don't want any.
I don't know. What woman have you ever met that does the former?
No woman. I just invented.
You invented her. Yeah, that's a woman that's a man.
Okay, no. Here's what I'm saying, Drew.
No, I understand.
If Scott is a great guy,
yeah,
and he's being a great husband and a great father,
and the relationship is just right,
and everything's great,
yeah,
but something's going on in her,
she'd say,
and she has to keep saying no to him.
Yeah,
I think she would say, "I'm sorry." I mean, my sympathy and condolences go out to your penis.
The irony in all this is that never happens, because as soon as the guy starts bugging,
right,
now the woman's pissed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no more that I'm sorry. It's like, hey, cut it out. And now they're shut completely down.
Do you bug her at all, Scott?
In the beginning, yeah. Right. Now it's more I just kind of go with whenever she wants it type of thing. Yeah.
But aren't you a little bit angry at her, too?
You know, I could say that I was, but I mean, how can you be mad, you know? I mean...
Well, you can feel shunned and hurt.
Frustrated, rejected.
Frustrated, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, rageful, angry. Yeah.
I'm not angry. I'm just would really like to find out what's going on.
Well, why doesn't she go get evaluated? I mean, I said there's certainly a real possibility that it could be depression or a biological problem.
Well, she did see a doctor, and they had prescribed Zoloft.
Yeah, well, all right. So already somebody has suspected a significant mood disturbance here. So that's for real. And those mood disturbances are definitely affected by the hormones. She should see a doctor that specializes in this kind of thing, if possible. Sometimes just going on the birth control pill can restore some of the libido. If she is sick enough mood-wise to need antidepressant medicine, she warrants an expert opinion.
It's weird, too. When a woman shuts down and then a guy comes at her a couple of times, they get angry.
A couple times. The first time the guy's pleading, the woman's like completely turned off.
Right. Now, yeah. We wouldn't do that. I mean, as a guy, if you shut down and a woman came at you, you'd
rally.
Well, not
or you'd
only...
Or you'd be embarrassed.
Well, not only would you rally and do something, but let's just say you couldn't. Let's just say you were so goddamn depressed you couldn't get a boner.
You'd be embarrassed, ashamed, you'd apologize.
Like, honey, this is my friend Stu. He's agreed to go down on you for a while. I'm going to buy you a new vibrator. We're going to take care of you. I feel guilty.
I feel really. As opposed to, hey, you're objectifying me. You make me feel like you just want sex. Right?
Yeah.
Is that nuts?
No, I hate women too. Samantha?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm not sure if I'm a lesbian.
Well, at 14, it's good to not be sure of much, okay?
Okay.
So don't go signing yourself up for any particular party or sexual orientation.
Okay.
It's all right. Just relax.
Why do you think you're a lesbian?
Well, I have this... She's my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm attracted to her.
Yeah. You're a lesbian. That's also common and doesn't mean anything. It means you're attracted to your girlfriend. It may or may not mean you have a homosexual orientation. It may mean you just...
And
it may mean you confuse intimate or warm and sexual feelings, which 14 is when you do that.
And, I don't know, it's just, it kind of seems like she...
Well, let's stop. It also seems like you're depressed. I mean, you sound kind of depressed.
I don't know, my parents are sleeping, so I have to talk quiet.
Doesn't it sound like you feel like...
Yeah, but what 14-year-old calls this show is not depressed.
Okay, alright.
Are you depressed?
No, I don't feel depressed.
Okay, do you like guys?
Not really. I mean, they're cool to hang out with and stuff, but...
Right. But there's the cootie factor.
Well, the idea of a guy shoving his tongue down my throat or, not appealing.
No more. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. You're finally off that now.
Drew, what? Would you rather make out... Let me ask Drew a question.
Here we go.
Hypothetical.
For $1 million.
No.
Oh.
First off, listen. I don't go for that $1 million BS.
Yeah, but how many... When you were 14... How many times a day did you ask that of your friend?
No, I go for it now. But here's my point. People always do that stuff where they go, you know, you let this guy give you a BJ or you tongue kiss, Richard Simmons, or you do this to your dad or that to your mom, and guys, $1 million, no, not a million. Then you start going up, $5 million, no, $10 million, okay, now I'm listening, $10 million, $10.5 million. But the reality is most people who are working a crappy job and bringing home 28 grand a year after Uncle Sam's done with them, they see, 19 of that a year.
Right.
You show them an attaché case.
With 50.
Filled with 50,000 bucks, tax-free.
Whatever.
Hey, listen, you want to get somebody killed, you do it for $3,000. $2,500, no problem. I could get on this radio right now. wait a minute, am I on the radio right now? I could get someone to kill anybody in my family for $3,000. Man, I hope they're listening. It could be that easy. So my point is $50,000 would do it. $10,000 would do it for just about anything. I don't go for this million crap, but Drew, would you rather...
here we go.
Make out with a guy passionately with your tongue for, let's say, 5 minutes, like a good long song.
Who do we know that was an actor that had to do that recently?
I don't know.
Yeah, we met someone. All right.
Don't change the subject.
All right, we'll make out, yeah.
Or give the guy like a 30-second BJ.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough because I know a lot of you.
You know, here's the deal.
A lot of you girls listening think there's a big difference, but for a guy, I don't know. Making out, like really, you know, slopping tongues back and forth, 5 minutes.
The penis.
I might go BJ for 30 seconds.
The penis is a real commitment. You know what I'm saying?
Either way, you're not marrying the guy, though.
No, I don't mean that kind of commitment. I mean, it's stepping up. You know what I'm saying?
Makes you gay? What do you got against the gay, Drew?
No.
Huh?
Doesn't make
you got a problem with the gays?
It's as you've said. It's you know, it's graduating to something that you know.
Gay guys must love this conversation when straight guys like us are going. How much to just touch your tongue against that other guy's tongue? $5 million. $5 million.
No, I think I do the making out part.
You do the making out?
Because I
5 minutes. That's a long. It's a lot of tongue.
Yeah, it wouldn't be fun.
A lot of tongue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's eternity. Five minutes.
Whew.
Okay. What about 45 seconds worth of hand job? The hand. I mean, as a physician, that's something.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I've fished. Super balls out of the toilet and grab pulled tampons out of the toilet. I think I could do a handy for 45.
But now you're talking about arousing someone, and that's like, oof.
Well, you know, when you're making out with them, you know, you're going to feel it between the jeans there when you're making out.
Oh, if the other person, not me.
All right. So what did we tell Samantha to do?
Who?
She doesn't like guys. She kind of likes her friend. She's 14.
We told her to relax.
Okay.
Don't announce it at Christmas dinner.
Maybe you're lesbian, maybe you're not.
I chill pill. Just,
that's right. You don't need to know. Not yet. Not for another 36 hours. Sarah?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
What's up?
I have some real serious questions about some bleeding, vaginal bleeding that's been going on.
Yeah. Yeah?
With Depo. I've been on Depo Provera for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped having my period about 4 or 5 months after I started it when I was 16.
Uh-huh.
And now I have suddenly started bleeding.
Okay.
We're not talking about spotting either.
Heavy bleeding.
Well, it's not a heavy period, but it's a period.
Have you gained any weight?
No.
Started any medication?
Several.
Well, there you go.
Well, but I've done these medications too.
So
I haven't noticed a significant change in my life.
Wait, hold on a second. You've done these medications too? What does that mean?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I asked if you started any new medication. You said yes.
No, I thought you said, are you on any medication?
Oh, no. New medication.
No, nothing new.
Any change in doses?
No.
Okay.
About a year ago, I started taking Pentasa.
Yeah, you have a bowel problem?
Yeah, I've got ulcerative colitis.
Oh, well, you know, has that been active lately?
No, not in a year.
You know, that can sort of all bets are off. You have any of the complications of you have ulcerative colitis.
Right.
You have any complications from that?
No.
What is that, Drew?
It's inflammatory bowel disease. The immune system attacks the colon.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, well, it's not good. It's bloody diarrhea.
Good times.
Thanks for sharing, Drew.
Yeah, it's a lovely thing.
Why have you been on the shot since 16? That seems young to get on that.
Well, I was on the pill, and I was continually having migraine headaches.
Oh, that's interesting.
That it might have been the pill.
Yep, it would be. It probably would be.
So we switched over to the shot.
Any history of thyroid problems?
No.
Any rheumatoid arthritis or anything like that? Any of the rheumatic diseases?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Well,
the thing is, it's not just been a week. I'm away from home, and that's why I haven't seen my doctor about this.
Oh boy, you're not a simple case. If you have ulcerative colitis, you're on multiple meds. It complicates things, and you immediately begin worrying that it's something to do with that disease or the medicine, or side effect of the medicine, or diseases associated with ulcerative colitis. Something else that's starting to come up here.
Yeah.
Or it's just that you have unstable endometrium, you're bleeding, which is not uncommon, and need a gynecologist to evaluate.
What's rheumatoid mean?
Rheumatoid arthritis. What does it mean?
Yeah, the word. Yeah, he asked if there's any other rheumatory diseases.
No, I said rheumatic diseases. Inflammatory diseases. You know, autoimmune diseases. That's what that means.
So is rheumatoid arthritis mean inflammatory arthritis?
Inflammatory autoimmune attack on the joints. I don't know. Let me get the dictionary. Let's see what the prefixes stand for.
I'm thinking about attacking a joint when I get home. I had a pretty long day.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying, brother?
That's my main man.
Why don't you just get that new car of yours and drive around Lake Hollywood?
Yeah. Yeah. While I'm attacking that joint. Good times. Gavin?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
I had a question about what you said last night.
Mm-hmm.
What did we say last night?
I don't know.
Well, one topic. It was about
About what?
It was about drugs.
Yeah.
And
oh.
How you keep an open mind as to, you know, what people take and, you know, that they're an addict. You don't say, no, drugs are bad.
This is Adam was saying this last night.
Yeah. I was wondering, in your own personal opinions, are there any drugs that you have absolutely no tolerance for, no matter what the situation is?
Again, I, you know, other than my own children and people in, you know, community with my kids, I don't think people have a right to tell other people what they should and shouldn't be doing.
Right, but he's not asking that.
No, I understand. But so the point I'm making is I have zero tolerance for all kinds of things in my own little community.
Yeah.
If for the rest of the world...
Like free thought.
Yeah, that too. But for the rest of the world, if... And I think other parents should have zero tolerance for a lot of stuff. The kids are going to do stuff, but to have the parents to put down a line of the sand is important.
You want me to my dad can start looking, running down therapists for your kids now for when they're a little bit older. You want them to...
Can I just send them to him?
Hit the streets? Yeah, you could do that if he's still around.
Right. And the drug that scares me the most, it's a toss-up between ecstasy and LSD. And I probably have to come down on LSD.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going speed.
No, speed. People do speed. Listen, unless you're addicted to speed.
Oh, no, you snap right back with speed, but it's an ugly...
If you're addicted.
Well, if you're addicted, it's ugly.
If you're not addicted, then what the hell?
You can get addicted to it fairly easily.
If you're an addict. But people can abuse it and not get addicted.
It's an ugly drug. Yeah. It's just, to me, it's the ugliest. It's the teeth grinding, it's the bad BO, it's the picking, is there such a thing as good BO, by the way? Maybe we should stop putting the word bad in front of BO.
Yeah, I'm still recovering from the weenie roast where I got a load of all kinds of BO.
There's the, picking at yourself.
The picker syndrome, but that's all addiction.
Paranoia.
It's all addiction, though.
I have done many a drug, and I can tell you that the speed is sort of the weirdest of the drugs.
Well,
the least pleasant.
But in terms of the ones that can have consequence on the rest of your life, can change who you are, can change your brain function.
All right, but how,
LSD, ecstasy.
People don't get hooked on LSD as much as they get.
Yeah, they don't get hooked at all, but
speed.
But a couple of
how
doses,
dare you, then?
A couple of doses, no. And they're altered for the rest of their life.
Untrue.
Adam, I've seen it. I've seen
it. You've
seen
nothing.
I've seen it.
You see what I show you and nothing more.
I've seen
it. No, you've seen a couple of lightweights who spazzed out a Grateful Dead concert and whacked their head on a drinking fountain.
No.
That's what you've seen.
No.
You see what I tell you to see.
Hey, I've seen this from ecstasy, too. I've seen people with mood disturbances the rest forever.
No, that's groovy. Speed, we agree.
All right.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you.
All right, good times.
All right, man.
All right. Put the man in there. All right, let's talk to Jennifer. Jennifer?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Hey. Well, first of all, I want to say, Adam, I love you.
Yeah.
You're the best.
Finally. Thank you.
He's not. Why?
Yes, I'm good.
And
why?
You,
maybe the
you're
best.
You're very cool, too. Don't worry.
Thank you.
We love you, too.
I don't believe it.
I do. Okay, my question is about my boyfriend. He, he's really, like, macho around his friends. Like, he plays football for varsity and everything. But, like, around me, he's really kind of girly. Like, he listens to boy bands. And he never seems to want to do anything.
Sexually?
Like, yeah.
Oh.
I know.
He's bisexual.
Have you done anything sexually with him?
Barely, but it wasn't, like, anything good or anything worth, like, talking about.
Are you a virgin?
Yes.
But you want, with him, you want to move it along?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Not lose my virginity, but...
You what?
Not necessarily lose my virginity yet.
But you just want to be closer physically, yeah. Oof.
And he just seems to be really feminine. I'm not sure if he's gay or not.
Have you asked him?
No.
Yeah, that'd kill him.
He'd probably get really offended.
Yeah, he'd deny.
Well, why don't you ask him just why he's not being more physical?
I don't know.
How old is he?
He's 17.
Is he a virgin?
Yes.
Hmm. And, you know, what do you guys do? Do you kiss?
Yeah.
Does he grab some boob?
No.
What?
Mm-mm. Well, feet? I don't have too much to grab anyway.
Feet?
Hey, does he rub around?
A little.
You sure he's the boyfriend?
What?
I mean, is he your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Does he get
an erection? For 3 months.
Does he get an erection when you make out?
He has.
He has? Whose erection? His?
Yeah.
Interesting. Noted. Well, we got to get him on the horn and get to the bottom of this. Oh, yes. We got to get to the truth, Jennifer.
Okay.
Now, Drew is here. Drew has some sort of degree. I'm not sure where it came from. But he'll not let this thing go awry.
Mm-hmm.
Drew's he's board certified, and he can help. So
let me be clear. I do not want any responsibility for whatever goes on here.
Thank you. It doesn't matter. You do. We need to talk to this guy with you, and we need to get to the bottom of this. Won't tell him you think he's gay.
He's on vacation right now, actually.
Where is he?
He's in Las Vegas.
They don't have phones in Vegas?
Well, I don't know where. Like, I know the hotel he's staying, but I don't know what room and stuff.
What's that son of a bitch doing in Vegas at 17?
He has a baseball thing.
Hmm.
For, like, I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, could it be... let's float a couple of things. Because Drew's a passionate man.
I've heard.
And at 17 was even more passionate when he had a functional penis. And I know he cannot understand this. I, however, was not as passionate as Drew was when he was 17.
You had to be sort of...
I sort of understand being a little tentative and being yet horny in the sense that you know, go home and jack yourself to oblivion every night. But being kind of
phobic, a little social phobia.
Well, around women, you know, a little scared to get off the mark.
Yeah, but this is a boyfriend of 3 months. It's not a closing deal. It's like done deal.
But he's a virgin too, right?
Yeah.
All the more to get on with it.
Can I just talk to him?
Yeah.
Like openly?
I think you ought to keep your fantasies about what's going on with him to yourself, but you ought to open the dialogue about why the relationship hasn't progressed physically.
Don't get into the gay part.
Do not get into that part. That has nothing to do with this.
Okay, let me put it to you this way, and I know you don't understand this, again, being a passionate man.
Got to
love the love line. But is a guy who's a virgin, especially when you're sort of a macho guy or jock guy, you're on the varsity football team.
You were able to maintain that virginity for quite some time.
How dare you? How dare you bring my hymen into this conversation, intimate, open, honest conversation we're having here on the air?
I feel bad.
As a guy who's a virgin...
I feel dirty.
When you have this macho mystique, especially... And you have all this prowess on the football and baseball field. If you're used to achieving, making fun of other guys, that kind of thing. But you're sort of harboring this secret, which is you're kind of a virgin. And I think the guy, now, he could not be interested in women. He could be gay. There could be all those things. But I wouldn't jump to that conclusion.
But you're projecting a little bit too much of yourself into this.
How?
Did you have an opportunity like this? Somebody for 3 months?
To get laid?
It was sitting in a room with you with the door shut saying, hey, come on, let's get on with this.
With the door shut.
But you know what I'm saying? You weren't...
No, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to get laid when I was 17. On the other hand, we all know where there's a will, there's a way.
Not at 17.
There were guys less attractive than I was that were willing to do whatever. I mean, look, I would, you know, went saw a hooker or something.
Yeah, that's a different issue. This is he's with his girlfriend.
He should be moving along faster. Yeah. I'm just saying he may not be gay.
No, the gay thing doesn't enter into it for me. I'm just there's something
he,
there.
He may not like her, what have you. He just may be, shy. He may be a little tentative. There's a reason he's a virgin at 17. He's the, you know, captain of the football
team.
Maybe
there's a religious reason.
A virgin.
Maybe he has profound feelings about all this.
She would have brought that up. I just say take it slow and give him a chance. But I think once you get the balls rolling,
game over
on this
or
one.
Game
it's
on.
Game on.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back.
Oh yeah! Everybody now. Loveline will be right back.
Hey! It's Loveline, kiddies. Before we get back to the show, I want to give a shout out to Big Dan, the man, Kellison, and. Jimmy, my partner and life partner, Kimmel out there, and Bad Brad, I can't remember his last goddamn name, but they're partying, they're from the Man Show, and they just called up and want to give him a little shout-out. I'm going to dedicate the next call to them, all right, Drewski?
Okay.
What do you say there, buddy boy?
Wait, did we get the guy on the line? Weren't we trying to get the boyfriend? No, I guess we left that behind.
He was in Vegas, they didn't want to talk, and we got a rock, so what do you say?
All right,
I want to give a shout-out to Adam and Dr. Drew, yeah!
Yeah!
That?
I have no idea that is. Let's hop back on the phones and speak to Renee. Renee?
Hey, what's up?
You're 19. What's going on?
Yeah, me and my boyfriend, we've been together for like a year and 5 months. And when we went home for summer vacation about 2 weeks ago, we were like 300 miles away from our hometown. His ex-girlfriend said that she was pregnant and she had his kid. Yeah. And so, yeah, it sucks.
Okay, hold on. How long ago was he with the ex-girlfriend?
He was with her for 2 years before.
Ending when?
I kind of broke them up.
Ending when?
February of 2000.
So a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Roughly.
Yeah.
And the child is how old now?
See, I don't know. I've heard a bunch of rumors, and I don't know. I don't think it's his, but he kind of believes it is. And
are we going to do some paternity testing?
Well, what do you know, Renee?
Well, all I know is that she has a kid and she's claiming that it's his, and
I know, but why don't you think it's his?
Because she lies. She's a liar. I just don't like her.
All right, so why aren't we going on and doing some paternity some testing?
It's not his. Oh, hold on a second. Let me just finish Renee's thought. Yeah. It's not his kid because I don't want it to be his kid.
No, because I don't like her.
Well,
and don't want it to be your kid. You shut up. Stop correcting me, goddamn you. Go ahead.
Okay, but like, the paternity test costs $500, and I don't know, we're college students, so, like, we don't really have the money to, like, give up like that.
Well, what other choice do you have, really?
It needs to be established.
I know, but if I break up with him, and then it's not his kid, because he's, like, really, we're really good together, and I don't know.
Does he want to break up?
I don't want to break up.
Does he want to break up?
Oh, boy.
No, he doesn't want to break up.
Why is anybody talking about breaking up?
What college are you going to?
I go to Cal State LA.
Nah, that's not a real college.
Well, who's talking about breaking up?
Well, I mean, I want to be with him, but
why is breaking up getting into this equation at all?
Because it's extra baggage.
So who wants to break up?
I'm thinking about it, but I don't know, because if it's not his kid and I break up with him, then I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, Renee.
Yeah.
Remember about 3 days ago when we said it was important to get the paternity test so you could figure out who the father of this child is so that you could move on in your relationship, and you said no because you wanted to break up, but if it's not his kid, you don't want to break up, but then you don't know what to do.
And then you said you definitely don't want to break up, except you might break up.
Okay, well, I don't want to break up, but it's in the back of my mind
Hold on,
Renee. I'm going to translate here.
Renee, I don't want to be insulting, but you don't have a back in your mind. Your mind's not that deep. You have a front and a middle. There's no back.
Okay.
To the front garage.
Or you have a front and a back and no middle. It's like at the theater when you get the medium and large or the small and medium.
All right, here's the translation. You're pissed. Excuse me, Anderson. You're angry.
Yeah.
You're angry. And you want him to...
Pay him back a little?
You want him to know it. You want to make him fearful that you're going to break up. Even though, as you say, you're great together, he doesn't want to break up, you're going to hold that over his head because you're angry. You're damned angry. And you know what? Hey, he was with her 18 months ago. They had sex. Maybe a child was the product of that.
She broke them up.
And you broke them up.
I know, but she lies. She was with my ex-boyfriend to get with me. Uh-oh.
Renee?
Yeah.
You must be a good-looking girl.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, because you're easy on the eyes and tough on the ears. Yeah, okay. I know you're good-looking. And, you know, people who see you, they just tune you out, and they go, oh, she's good-looking, I'll let her get away with murder. But, my God, you are unattractive sounding. Boy, what a pain in the ass. All right, have I brought you down to earth far enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
You got to get the paternity test.
Yeah, I know.
And
that.
If you want to stay with him, that's what you need to do.
And the fact that a child came out of that relationship, not his fault. He was with her going along having a relationship till you broke him up.
And by the way, I like people who do this, which is she breaks them up and she hates her.
And blames him that they had sex.
Right. Oh, she must be good looking. Do you know what I'm talking about, Renee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Renee, I'm telling you, you're 19, you're good looking, you are the queen of Sheba, but it ain't going to last, so enjoy. Please cherish every moment, like it's a General Foods International Coffee commercial. That's how you should treat your life.
Do you remember those commercials with the couple?
Falling in love over coffee?
The guy kept coming over for the coffee.
Yeah. I mean, maybe if they'd... I could see that couple falling in love over some peppermint schnapps or wine coolers or something where someone got loaded and gave it up. But, yeah, the attractive... will they get together?
Yeah, and it was like instant coffee.
Instant coffee should not have the word coffee in it. It should just be called instant brown beverage. Jeff?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yeah.
Oh, did I hate that, Renee. What's up? You're 16. You masturbate six times a day?
Yeah, around there.
Good times.
Do you ever have... what's your best day?
I say I got up to about 9 or 10.
Nice. Oof. Your skin okay?
No, it kind of turns red sometimes.
No ass.
Sure. You have to let the air touch your penis every once in a while.
Yeah.
Man.
What's the question?
My question is, it's just a problem, and I can't stop, and I've tried stopping, and it just
okay.
won't stop.
Okay, well, let's talk about where that comes from. Are you bipolar?
No.
Are you an addict?
Nope.
Were you sexually abused growing up?
No.
Adam, were you sexually abused growing up? Jeff?
Yeah?
Do you understand what I'm getting at there?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm not.
You were not?
No. Okay.
Were you physically abused growing up?
No.
Okay.
All right.
Well... maybe that's just you. There are some people that are that way. It's a little heavy.
Tell you, 5 leads to 6, and 6 leads to 7. It makes it easier. It's like killing people.
Yeah.
It's always easier after your first one.
Yeah.
I got one off in my man show dressing room.
No. Yeah. Oh. Is that what? Oh,
geez, yeah, you know it's
is that
funny?
Because you're around the juggies and stuff?
I don't know. It's
I don't know.
I was hyper stimulated. You know the thing that's funny about me?
Oh my god.
Funny slash sad is I'll be going I roll into work at 11 o'clock this morning. I'm like and beat off in a little while. It's been a day or two. Yeah. See what do I got in the schedule here.
The clock's going now.
Yeah. Calendar page is flying off in the background. So seeing the big ball dropping in Times Square. So I think to myself, I'll wait till I get home. And then I think, geez, I'm going to wrap up here in the man show and go straight out to Love. I'll be home in about 14 hours, I thought to myself. That seems like a while. Then I thought, no, I'm not going to beat off. But it was kind of, I was flirting with it the whole day.
It's like a heroin addict making a deal with himself.
Yeah, cutting a deal with the devil. So it's going back and forth. Nah, don't do it. Wait till you get home. Do it. Oh, who cares? And back and forth. And then probably about 5:30, I said, yeah, it's time to pound one out. So I squeezed off a quick one in the bathroom of my dressing room.
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah. Sat back down, started reading a script. And then about 3 minutes later, I thought, I wonder if I should beat off. And then I thought, no, wait a minute, you did beat off. And I realized I'd been thinking about doing it so long that as soon as I was done, I just got right back into, I wonder if I should do it mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You've been obsessing.
Yeah, I wasn't done.
Yeah, done obsessing.
Yeah.
What were you trying to avoid today?
Was it
a bad day?
How dare you?
No, seriously.
How dare you?
I'm just asking. It was like you were trying to avoid something.
It's always a little stress over there. I mean, yeah. You know, we got a couple of shows to do.
Extra special. You haven't actually obsessed about masturbation leading into a man show yet.
I wouldn't call it obsessing. I would say that...
preoccupying.
The thought scampered through my mind on more than one occasion. And it's a sexually charged environment there with the juggies running around in all different stages of undress.
Okay. All right. Now you're making sense.
Yeah.
So you didn't mention that at first. You just said you were obsessing.
What did you use? What did you look at?
Oh, Anderson, you have to get into that.
Man,
I know this stuff you find very disturbing. You're going to get. You're going to feel worse if you ask those questions.
Was it like a magazine?
I got a mirror right over the bathroom sink, so I was just looking at myself.
Soap.
Had my makeup on, you know.
Soap.
Now, let me tell you something about Ace Corolla. Dry man.
Oh, that's right.
Smart.
But no magazine?
But no.
No juggy,
no
fluff,
no, nothing.
What'd you think about?
Obsessing about masturbating.
Yeah, I did. You know, it was potpourri night. I was all over the map with it. I was all over the place. And I'm at the point, by the way, where I really don't even have to focus that much. Anderson, oh, you were in there, Anderson.
He's freaked out.
You're in there for a beat or two. It's no big deal. I just got done whacking off to my mom. Look, I got a dressing room. What do you want me to do? You know what I mean? To the victors go the spoils.
Dude, you beat off?
Yeah. I wasn't obsessing, Drew. It's just, you know, yeah. I like to blow off a little steam before I hit the stage.
You have those old Keenan dressing rooms, right?
They got the little dressing rooms.
The Keenan.
The ones from that we used to use in Keenan?
Yeah.
No, we're on the other side of the stage. Why? I'm trying to get pregnant?
I'm trying to get the whole picture.
There's nothing wrong with what I did. I'm man enough to admit it.
And Anderson is freaking out.
You guys never beat off at work? Never did that? No?
I'm beating off right now.
Damien did?
Yeah. And he drove one of those delivery mopeds, too, so it was a pretty tall order.
Yeah, look at his head. Look at his palms.
Smart. Yeah. Oh, here's what I wanted to say about the lube versus dry. Yeah. A lot of you guys are into the lube, and I don't fault you for that, but you can get caught without, and then you're screwed. You're like a diabetic who's gone camping and forgot his insulin. You become dependent on something. A real man... A versatile man. Like, you know, it's like I can hit from both sides of the plate. Sure, I can enjoy some lube. But in a pinch, I can go over to the right side and lay down a drag bunt. See what I'm saying, Drew?
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
In fact, I watched my kids play baseball, and I turned the beeper off and just sat and watched Little League.
Beat off?
And did not even think about what masturbating
is. I don't understand.
I know.
I don't understand what you're pointing.
Someday your life will reach those sorts of heights.
Okay. I'm saying, why not? Well, we're living in America. I've got my own space. Okay. Hey, that's the way I work. I'm a pro. We'll be back.
Loveline. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Ready to pounce on those phones, Drew?
Let's go.
All right. We'll speak to Leslie.
Yes.
You're 20. What's up?
Okay, I'm pregnant by this married guy. And I was just wondering if he does really leave his wife, if he'll really be true to me.
If he does really leave his wife?
Yeah, he's been talking about it.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Well, he's getting really, really close.
Yeah.
I think.
Why? What's she? Is she doing something outrageous? Is she?
Well, she's huge.
Big gal?
Yeah, I'm talking huge.
How many pounds? How many pounds?
About 350.
Did she gain a couple pounds since he married her?
Uh-huh.
What was he, like 320 when he married her?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was a little bit bigger than me, and I weigh about 140. And he's just a little bitty thing that weighs about 145.
He weighs about 145?
The comedy is complete.
I always, oh, hold on a second. I always love that. I always love to see an assless guy who's under 150 scaling K2 to see if he can get some sex on a Saturday night. There's just something amazingly comical about that to me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No, I
do know why.
It's comedy.
Yeah, it's comedy. You're right.
Leslie, you there?
Yeah.
Who are you yelling at?
Oh, it's my daughter.
And are you pregnant now?
Yeah.
Who is the
15 weeks pregnant.
Where is the father of your
first
ambulatory daughter?
Thing.
Yeah, your first daughter. We presume this is the first daughter.
Oh, he was a drug addict, so I got rid of him.
Okay, yeah. Is this guy an alcoholic or drug addict?
No.
He just cheats on his morbidly obese wife.
Well, she's a drug addict.
I see.
And he doesn't want that around him.
All right. Leslie, let's stick to the want around who for just one second.
Okay.
You got a daughter.
Uh-huh.
You made a mistake with the drug addict guy.
Uh-huh. I did.
Now you're hooked up with another guy who's a... Somewhat
piece
suspect.
Of work. Yeah.
Managed to get you pregnant while he's screwing around on his wife.
Yeah.
Now you're 20. You got one out on the floor and another one in the oven. What the hell is going on with you?
Well, I think I'm in love with this guy.
No, Leslie, please.
In general, you're a mess. Come on.
Two kids, no husband, and no focus on being a mom for these kids, even.
What about it? What's up? Are you that screwed up? Are you that stupid? Are you high? What's going on with your life?
Oh, no. I was messed up on drugs with the first person, but now I'm drug-free, and, you know, I'm trying to get on with my life.
Well, why are you getting pregnant, though?
I wasn't trying. This was a total accident. We were using protection. I was on pills. My birth control.
Do you have asthma or something?
Yeah.
Man, you're it's active right now.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
All right, but what happened? You're on the birth control pill.
I don't know.
All right, well, listen, you didn't take the thing correctly. That's what happened.
Or you were taking antibiotic for your bronchitis, your asthma.
Yeah, for my asthma.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to use a second barrier then.
Okay, look, right? Whatever it is, please, when I'm in charge, you will be sterilized and or put down at this point. I mean, what are you going to do, have five kids by the time you're 24?
No.
With the five different guys?
No.
Okay.
We have not yet met the man who, by the way, cheats on his wife and then leaves her.
No, we never met that guy.
He may be out there, and this may be him, but we haven't met him.
How long have you been screwing around with this guy?
For 5 months.
And why is he still with his wife?
Just because he cares a lot about his kids. And
how many kids does he have? How many kids?
He has two kids.
All right. Well, I suspect he's going to hang in for those kids. And then maybe you ought to make some mature choices. I don't want to beat you up too much, but, you know, adoption for this kid, maybe, the one you're pregnant with, might be a great option.
How about that? No?
Oh, no. I don't believe in any of that.
Why?
I mean, I think that if I'm woman enough to spread my legs, I'm woman enough to raise it.
All right, well, then fine. Then you live by that and drop this a-hole and start living, you're focusing your life on raising these kids.
I appreciate you're going to punish yourself by screwing up two kids now instead of one. And, I think that's great. That's commendable. But why not just punish yourself by whacking yourself with some bamboo or something and send this kid away where he can be raised properly, woman enough. That's ridiculous.
You're what?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm raising
really?
My first child.
Are
really?
You really? You're carrying on with this married guy who's gotten you pregnant. You need Leslie. I'm sorry for kicking your ass around, but it just drives me nuts when people bring these kids into the world and they're completely unrealistic. You're a kid yourself at 20. You really are. Give this kid up for adoption. Give this guy an ultimatum, which is he needs to, he's got a month to either crap or get off the pot you.
That's right.
Stop seeing him until he makes a move with Senorita Porcos over there.
Gigantor.
All right? And start laying down some stuff. Listen,
How weird is that?
They call her Gigantor?
Yes.
Oh, wow. How weird is that?
Claire
Voigt. She goes to sit down in her car. She has to lift up her belly just to.
Okay.
Listen. Let's be empathic for her too. I mean, it's pathetic that she.
Yeah.
That's
and you're with the guy who's been hanging out with Gigantor and
she
kids
at least has a family for the kids.
So listen, screwball. You find yourself someone decent, or for Christ's sake, just be alone for a while and start focusing on these kids. You understand me?
Go ahead and develop yourself a little bit. Get in some recovery. I'm sure your addiction abstinence is not intact. I'm sure you're still drinking and smoking pot. Work on yourself. Go back to school.
Just get your goddamn life together if you're going to raise the effing kids.
The world is your oyster. I mean, because that's all the world is.
I know I was kidding when I said that, Anderson.
No, you were just,
I know I was
you were
kidding.
Effed up, though.
Thomas?
Tomas, yeah, hey.
Tomas?
What's up?
You're 16. What's going on?
Not much. First off, I'd like to say you're awesome.
Thank you.
And Drew, you are too. Don't get me wrong. You're badass. But also attack that joint when you get home.
Badass.
I've been smoking weed since I started eighth grade, and I'm going to be a junior now. And there hasn't been a day I haven't gone without it.
Right. You're addicted.
It gets me to sleep at night.
Well, whatever. If you try to stop, you'll have withdrawal, and that's why you can't sleep.
Well, see, ever since sixth grade, I've had problems with sleeping.
Sure.
Like, throughout middle school, I couldn't get sleep till about 2:30.
Why don't you have your sleep disturbance treated?
Well, see, that's what I'm calling about.
Don't you see a doctor and have a sleep disturbance treated?
Oh, please, leave him alone. That's what he's going to do.
So see a doctor about it?
Most hospitals will have a sleep department, sleep studies.
Okay.
Go talk to them and get that treated.
All right, Tomas.
One more question.
Yes?
I went out with this girl for about 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, like...
We're out of time.
There is nothing bad about her. Everything is so perfect about her. And yeah. I lost my virginity to her on 420.
And what's the question?
And she just moved to California. And I'm wondering, like, we got in a fight a couple weeks ago, and she hasn't called me since.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering on if I should keep after her.
Going after going to California? No.
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 We got enough Heshers in California.
Saying, but just because she's not perfect because she's with Tomas.
Something's got to be wrong there. Tomas, work on your addiction and your sleep and worry about the social life later.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, hey. Love line, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Let's hop back to the phones and speak to Marilyn?
Marilyn from Colorado.
Yeah, I thought she was from Maryland. You're 42. What's up?
I'm 42. That's right. I have a friend who's 18 years old, due to have a baby within a month. She has done a couple of lines of cocaine. She smoked weed as recently as Thursday and the Friday before. My concern is what it's doing to the baby.
How old is your friend?
No kidding.
She's 18.
Well, she's guilty of child abuse in some states, right?
Okay.
You understand that is considered abusing a child.
All right.
Exposing it to chemicals that could harm it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before birth. After birth, screw it. Raise them out in the backyard like an onion.
At that point, the child is making a choice.
Right.
It's free country, Adam.
Right.
Obviously, she's an addict because that she wouldn't have any judgment or ability to contain these sorts of impulses in spite of its obvious harmful effects on a child. So you have somebody who's got really serious issues here.
Right, and she's been smoking weed ever since she was 13. Her family is
she's an addict. So there you go.
What are you doing swinging with an 18-year-old at 42?
Actually, she was a friend of my daughter's.
I see.
And now she's a friend of yours?
Well, I've been trying to, been trying to help her, get her life together.
Are you a recovering person?
I'm sorry?
Are you a recovering person?
No, I don't. I don't smoke.
Well, she needs to get into recovery. Nothing is going to change until she deals with the addiction. Nothing.
How's your daughter doing?
My daughter's wonderful. She lives in Louisiana, has been there a year, and has a boyfriend and is doing just marvelous. Got her head on her shoulders.
She left home at 18?
Pardon me?
She's 18?
My daughter's 21.
I see. Okay.
All right. She's hanging with someone younger, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing real good. But I'm really, concerned about the baby. We've just recently had a real big falling out. I know she's angry with me and stuff, but, she's with a supposedly quote-unquote father that's 20 who, almost killed them in a car wreck a year ago. And
Marilyn, what is your plan here? You have a sick person.
Yeah.
You gonna cure her?
No.
Okay. Well, that's right. So this business of fighting with an 18-year-old, I find bizarre.
What are you listening to in the background, Marilyn? That's what I want to know.
What am I listening to?
Yeah.
KBPI.
Oh, I see.
So
is that a radio station?
Yeah.
Could you go ahead and turn that down, please?
Sure. Jesus. Sure, I can.
I can't even turn down the goddamn competing radio station when you're on the FN air here.
Sorry.
All right, baby. What do you do for a living?
I am a aide for assisted living.
No.
For the elderly.
What about your man? You got a man?
I do. He works for security.
Uh-oh.
At concerts and whatnot.
Oh, boy.
Why don't you get her to enlist him to be the guy that rocks for you?
Oh, yeah. Tell him that I would like to see these security guards who work these concerts to rock out a little bit.
Right.
I don't like to see them standing so stationary. Well, the bands are really giving their all, and the crowd's up on their feet, and they're just standing there with their arms crossed, moving their mustaches around. A little foot tapping, a little head bobbing every once in a while. Good part of it. Come on.
Right.
Yeah, these guys bum my high when they just stand there like oak trees.
Right.
Okay. Pass right. that along. Marilyn, you need to some help.
Yeah. Why don't you take her to a recovery meeting and get her connected with the recovery community and see if they can help her out a little bit. And if not, get her to professional help, more thorough professional help, and see if she's available to that. If she's not willing, then nothing you can do. It sounds like you got some pretty serious codependency going on yourself. You might want to.
You know, it's weird because I don't want to beat up someone for trying to help somebody, but I got my questions about Marilyn at 42, who's really this deep with a squirrely 18-year-old.
Yeah, but the whole idea of we had a falling out.
Hey, you don't have a fallout with a pregnant, drug addicted 18-year-old.
That's right. That's right.
You gotta have. In order to have a falling out with someone, they have to be a sort of intellectual peer.
Yeah, there has to be a peer relationship.
Although,
maybe
chronologically, they may not be close, but psychologically, intellectually, they may be the same age. Dave?
Yeah.
You're 34?
I am.
What's up?
Well, I have a question here. I'm attracted to young girls.
Uh-huh.
10, 12. I know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm married. I work 14 hours a day. I'm a church-going kind of guy.
Well, how young are we talking about here?
I said 10 or 12.
Oh, my God.
14, around there.
Have you ever acted on that?
And no.
Did somebody do something to you when you were, 9 years old?
Yes.
What happened? Were you 9?
I can't remember how old I was, but... a friend of the family did abuse me, and
all right. Well, that's what happens: is that sort of arrests your development, and you stay focused. Your sort of sexual self becomes arrested at that age, and there you go. That needs to be treated, Dave, before you do something that really harms another person.
It's interesting that it's females, though. I don't know why, but it seems like whenever a guy got monkeyed with and he's attracted to young folk, it's boys. Or is that just me?
No, it's more often than not, because it's always the men that are monkeying with the young boys.
Right. But no, boys don't do anything for me. It's female.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, give them a try.
It's been a lot. In the last, say, 3-4 months, it really, I've been getting on the net and when trying to see all these pictures of kids and stuff,
Right.
All right, it's illegal. Dave, get some help.
Right.
Was this a guy that monkeyed around with you?
Yeah, was a gay guy. He was close to the family.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Dave, I don't know if this is going to make you feel any better, but this is why I would like guys who do that just exterminated. The reason is because not only does it oftentimes lead to folks like yourself, not that you're going to do this, but other folks acting on this and destroying some other life.
On multiple other lives.
On multiple other lives.
Not just
lives.
Not like they got a 12-year-old girlfriend. They got...
Yes.
Dozens and dozens of other 9-year-olds.
I like to treat guys like that when I'm in charge as a pregnant roach. Needs to be stepped on before the whole apartment building is infested.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But number two, it screws up poor Dave's life.
Yeah.
This guy gets victimized once, and, he could either victimize or has to walk around sort of tormented.
That's right.
So God bless you for not acting on it. And I'm glad you know the difference between right and wrong and the difference between impulses and actions. And that's great. And now you got to get a little help at what got you going down this path in the first place. And that's the tragedy that befell you when you were a young person yourself.
Right.
So maybe some counseling. And Dave, I know you're a church-going guy, but this may take more than that.
Yeah, this is more than that. Okay.
This may take a little individual therapy.
Okay.
All right, but don't get loaded and don't act on anything.
Oh, no. And the thing is, nobody ever knew about it in my family.
Right.
My wife doesn't know.
I understand.
It's embarrassing,
Right.
It's something I don't want to...
Hey, Dave, we get that you see that this is not a part of you that you embrace and that you want to act on. But
no, he's embarrassed about being victimized, too, about what happened to him.
Yeah, but... Right. I understand that, and that's okay that you feel that way, but you need to be talking about it with someone that you can trust and sort out the feelings associated with
it. Now, what does he say to his wife, for instance?
Well, I thought you said your wife does know.
No, she doesn't.
Why does your wife have to know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Dave, this is a personal issue for you. Maybe you feel a little embarrassed about it. You don't want to bring this up with your wife. but you can get some counseling, and it'll stay within the walls of the counseling office.
Got that?
Okay.
All right. Unless you got a shrink like mine.
Makes you talk about it on the radio? Oh, what happened?
No, what happened?
You want to go to groups?
Oh, hell no. Please.
Right.
I swear to Christ, it's really something out of a movie. Yeah. It's something out of a movie.
Right.
My shrink is in a just basic commercial office building.
Yeah.
And the way things, he's got one small office. I mean, if in sort of a corner, shares a little waiting room with three or four other little offices. And if this was, you know, regular business, you'd have your secretary out there in the waiting room. You'd have your vice president, president, and your sales, and you'd have three or four little offices. Well, you know, these commercial buildings, it's not like there's a, you know, wood studs and insulation in every wall. It's just metal stud and drywall.
Supposed to have soundproofing.
Well, the ducting carries stuff, too. And there's a shrink right next to my shrink's office.
Oh, no.
And he's got some loudmouth people in there. And they come in, and sometimes they're in a good mood. It's like I can hear. Whatever it is, I'm sitting there. And I'm trying to talk about nothing and kill 50 minutes like I always do. And I'm sitting there, and I'm speaking in hushed tones.
Of course.
I'm like,
about your masturbation.
I look around a little. I go open the curtain. I gaze out, and then I draw the curtain, you know. And Drew, please, with the masturbation.
I remember when I blew my uncle in high school. It was one of the worst days of my life.
You think I'm obsessed with this. You're obsessed about me.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with the fact
that you have all sorts of compulsive issues
that you don't even bring up with your therapist.
How dare
I hope you're talking about more but about good stuff. I hope you are.
How dare you? Good, happy, happy thoughts. That's what we talk about. Point is, I'm sitting there on the sofa. I got the cooling duct above my head, and I'm hearing some bitch wailing away in the room next to me. Now, it's sort of funny because I find myself listening and talking at the same time and sort of waiting for openings and stuff. It's really something out of a Woody Allen movie. It's very bizarre.
We all know with the way your brain works, that sort of distraction is not good.
No. He doesn't seem to notice that. For me, it's like you might as well just have a freight train slam the brakes on in the next room. It's so loud and annoying to me, I can't get past it. All right. You ready to roll here, Drew?
I'm ready.
Christina?
Yes.
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, a couple months ago, I went to my husband's brother's birthday party, and I got a little drunk, and my husband went up to the store, and while he was up at the store, my husband's brother attacked me on his bed. He shoved his penis in my mouth.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Help me understand how that is done.
I was passed out on the bed, and I just woke up with him on top of my face.
All right, it wasn't like he wrestled you to the ground and then...
I was... passed out.
All right. So you woke up and his penis was in your mouth or on your face? Yeah.
In my mouth.
And by the way, what kind of nerve is that? I mean, isn't he have some fear that she's going to startle and chomp down?
That's what later in the night, as after it happened, I was kind of incoherent, and my husband came in like an hour later and took me out of there. And as I was walking out, he's like, oh, poor thing, she doesn't remember anything about the night. And that just pissed me off so bad. But I haven't told my husband, and I'm not sure if I should. I don't know if that would be a right thing to do.
What else going on what else goes on in this extended family? Is this just a total meltdown mess you're dealing with?
It kind of is.
Yeah. Because, what else going on?
We do a lot of family functions together, and when he's there, he flirts with me, and he acts funny around me, and everybody thinks that is so funny. I mean, the whole family just thinks it's so funny.
What else is with this family? They sound like a total mess.
How old is this brother, by the way?
He is 27.
And how old is your husband?
He's 22.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, because a younger brother would probably not try this on an older brother.
Right.
But an older brother, even though they're both adults and he's married and stuff, figures, that's my younger brother. I kick his ass. Things got out of hand.
Still carrying on.
They have gotten in a fist fight in front of me before.
Yeah.
All right.
So hey, Christina. I don't know what your family's like, but they could not be a whiter shade of trash than these goddamn hillbillies you're hanging out with.
I know.
I mean, these two are a mess. And I wonder what kind of guy your husband is just coming from this group.
Yeah, that's where the road I was going down.
I am...
they do have a lot of problems.
No kidding, Christina.
Is there... What do these guys do? Construction, welding, roofing,
landscaping, lawn business.
They're marijuana addicts.
Landscaping.
Yeah, they're potheads.
Landscaping is, by the way, for guys who won't be accepted into welding or construction.
And prefer pot to speed.
Yeah, that's just mule work.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a horrible group of idiots. What's your family like?
My family's pretty normal. A lot of business owners, big businesses,
okay.
Furniture stores and things like
that. I'm about ready to fall off my chair, but do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have two.
Yeah. Two kids. Mm. All right. Can you keep those kids? Can you just not go over to this guy's place?
Yeah, stay away from that extended.
He lives like three or four cities away, so we don't see each other.
That's easy.
Stay away from that extended family and keep your husband in line. He sounds like he needs a lot of containing.
Does this idiot have kids himself?
No, he's single. He lives alone.
Good. All right, good. I hope he just rots.
And if we have addiction going on here, why don't you set some limits with that, too?
Look.
Get your husband into recovery.
Look, everybody who's listening, who's taking issue with what we're saying. She could say this to the husband. And Drew, easy with the cup there, please. She could say this to the husband. The husband could go over there and get in a fist fight with the guy, probably stab him or something.
This could be a huge, chaotic conflict that would go on forever.
And she'd drawn in court, his word against her. Right.
She'd have to go to court.
She was intoxicated. She drank so much she passed out.
Now,
this thing would go nowhere.
She needs some support. She could have sort of post-traumatic stress reaction from this.
Sounds like she got loaded and pushed him off.
She should talk to her friends, I think a friend that she trusts. But more importantly, they've got a huge system of problems here. Stay away from that extended family. Get the husband into some kind of recovery.
Let me say this, too. A lot of you, first off, stop hanging out with your screwball family members and the family that you married into. You know these guys are idiots. What the hell are you going over there all the... And you know what happens? I swear to Christ, every one of these stories, and I don't know what it is with white trash or just idiots in general, no matter what color they are. You know, each story starts with this. We were on a houseboat, or we went down to the river with my cousin and his wife and then his whatever, and we got ourselves three cases of Pabst Tall Boys, and we started drinking pretty good. And my husband got a few flares out of the trunk, and he was trying to shoot it with a shotgun while my son held on to it. And one of the beers exploded while he was firing the gun, and my son lost it. Look, then you start peeling back the layers of the onion. And it's like, well, this guy tried to rape me two summers ago during a... Well, we were down at the same river. Okay, stop it. Stop it. You see the guy.
You don't have to go there.
He's got the El Camino up on blocks. He's doing landscaping for a living. He loves watching a hee-haw and listen to Hank Williams Jr. He tried to rape you once, or he tried to goose your kid three summers ago. Stay the F out of there.
Yeah.
Just stay out of there. And don't go over there and start boozing it up with him. That's the other thing, too. Somehow I'm going to go over there and tilt one with this guy. Get the hell out of there. Don't let your kids hang out over there. He lives two cities away. Thank you. Scott?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
I've been going with this girl for 6 years. 2 years we've been engaged. And we constantly want to go on vacation. Well, I want to take her on vacation to see my family, the family she's going to marry into and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for the last seven times, she's always found ways to find an excuse for why she can't go.
So she doesn't want to meet your family for some reason.
She's afraid of traveling.
By plane?
Plane, driving, any way you want to put it. I've tried to take her like little excursions, like, you know, half far away from her house.
How does she get to work every day?
She drives.
Takes a horse.
She's not afraid of that or anything. She's just afraid of not sleeping in her own bed and not being able to go home kind of things.
Do you stay with her? Do you live together?
Yeah. No, we don't live together. I have my own place, and she lives at home with her family.
Oh.
How old is she?
She's 22.
How is it that you've known each other since you were 16 and she's never met your family?
She's met my family, just not my extended family. You know, like my grandparents,
right.
My aunts and uncles, things right. like that.
What's up with her, Scott? What's going on?
Well, see, I don't know. Because, I mean, every time this happens, she just says that she's afraid of traveling and that kind of thing. Her mom's had the same problem before. Her mom was on, you know, kind of drugs and everything and the whole nine yards. So I don't know if it's because she's seen that go on in her family that she's kind of taken that upon herself.
Her mom is a drug addict?
No, not a drug addict. Her mom had the same problem with leaving her house.
Yeah.
So she's taken on that anxiety?
She's like agoraphobic.
I think so. But what the problem is this one's a big one. I'm standing up in a wedding, and we knew about this a year ago. I told her if she needs to go see therapy or she needs to do anything, please do this beforehand. Well, last night when I went over to her house, she just started a new job, and her new job knows that she's going on vacation to go do this.
Mm-hmm.
And now she comes up with the excuse that we're real busy, we're real swamped, I can't go.
All right. I mean, well, look, she's got a problem, she doesn't want to go. First off, Scott,
yeah.
Is a guy who's been with the same chick since the age of 16?
Yeah.
You should be jumping up and clicking your goddamn heels together that she's not going with you out of town. I don't know where this thought came into a guy's heads about having to drag their wives and girlfriends with them on these three-day trips. Are you high? This is the best time you'll ever have. You go over there, you stand up at the wedding, you tilt a few, you end up at a strip club. What about the bachelor party, too? Isn't this guy going to have a bachelor party?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he already had it?
Yeah, last weekend.
All right. You go there and get loaded and go to some strip clubs with some of these guys. You enjoy yourself. Now, as far as she goes, she needs to get a little medication. She needs to see a therapist. There's something going on with her.
Oh, yeah.
My other question is, what do I do now after this? I mean, what I'm afraid is if we do this and we decide to get married and everything, I'm afraid I'm going to get left at the altar kind of thing.
You pansy!
Okay, yeah, well, no.
You're 22. Why don't you hold up on the marriage?
Slow down. Thing?
Slow down.
You sound minorly spazzy, Scott. I don't know what's going on with you. But you're going to have to step up with her, and you're going to have to say, look, either you start getting yourself some help.
We can't go on with
or this thing's not moving on.
Yeah.
Okay? And you got to be prepared that if she can't do it, that you're going to have to move on.
See, that's why I tore last night, you know.
All right.
Right.
Well, listen, forget about saying it. Now you got to start acting it.
Yeah. Minorly spazzy.
Mega spazzer.
Mega spazzer.
Drew, am I right about this? I know your wife's listening, but she's just nothing better than leaving town for a couple of days and leaving the old lady at home.
Well, people need their space. Yeah.
Sure. Why not? Especially you're going to a wedding, got a bunch of your buddies over there.
Well, that's even healthier. You know, even both men and women need to hang out with their friends.
Yeah. Yeah. It's too bad women all hate each other and have no friends to hang out with.
No, they go with great enthusiasm. They come back hating each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's it. Any girlfriend I've ever had, it's, you know, I always have to contain myself. But
just imagine them coming back. They're all completely separated from one another, heads hanging down, dragging stuff behind them.
Any girlfriend I've ever had, when they go, they'll go like, bad news. I didn't tell you, but me, Sharon, and Paula, we were going to go to Vegas for a couple days. I'm always like, I want to jump out of my pants and go, this is great. I have to, my first impulse is to pick up the phone and start getting something going. Hey, we got go order a large pizza. We got some poker going. We got some girls over. My first impulse, like, I got to start planning something. Let's not squander this. Yeah, but I'm always take it slow. Oh, you guys are going. The first one is that kind of just acknowledgement. Oh, you guys are going. And then the second, oh, that's great. Well, sure, I'll miss you, but I'll keep occupied. Run down the hill, grab a phone, start planning something. I don't know. At a certain point, don't women just become your parents?
No,
but you know what I'm talking. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Which is when your folks would leave, you know, your folks would go, me and your mother, we're going out to Catalina for 3 days on the 23rd. So if you and your brother can get, and you're like, oh, my God, what's going on?
What you're saying, what your case you're making is that they become your family.
They become your family, yeah. And you're like, clear out. Are you going to be okay on your own? You sure you don't want to come with? No, I'll be fine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And just clean the house good before they come back. Wash all that stink off. All right, we'll be back.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris from The Living End, and you're listening to Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Don't touch that dial.
Hey. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew there. Hey, Anderson, you got that CD? We don't want to hear the whole thing, do we? You don't like it that much?
No, it's good. It's funny. Some kid made it. His name's Ryan Coyle, and we've listened to it. We all laughed in here.
All right.
Sure.
But, I mean, we're sick of hearing you, and it's just more of you, so.
Well, at least it's not actually us, though.
That makes a good point.
It's like hearing the show in fast motion.
Sure. Oh, really? Well, a kid worked hard at it, and he sent it in.
And his friend did all the music.
Oh, really? All right. Well, why don't we hear this? Ryan Coyle sent this in from where? He doesn't know where.
I don't know, Pleasanton or something?
California.
Like
yeah. Okay, and he put together a little musical montage, and Drew and I haven't heard it, but we're too lazy to go listen to it in the other studio, so let's just do it on the air.
We're too lazy to keep talking here, so
right.
Just play that CD.
Let's hear it, Anderson. What's up?
Oh, no.
Crazy out there. Crazy.
Are there any people who are not stoned who listen to Loveline?
Not that we're aware of.
No.
I couldn't get any wetter. I couldn't get any colder. Why not just pee on myself?
Oh, holy Christ. What have I gotten into here?
Good times. Good times.
Let me get another
good times. Good times. I just coined a phrase. Good times.
Yeah.
Good times.
Nice. Good times.
Good times.
Adam?
Good times.
Hey, good times there, buddy. So we didn't help that last caller at all. Yeah, good times.
Nice.
You put that redwood log in some guy's ass?
Yeah.
Oh!
Well, the thing about the...
Yeah. Do you have any kids?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, come on.
Bad times. He's not a roofer, is he?
Oh, you think you're roofing?
Oh. Bad times. If the guy's a good guy, he gets to stay in the trailer.
Bad times.
Well, how old was the guy?
He was 28.
Oh, goddamn airplane turbulence. Mother Eckers, you bring up the goddamn thing that caused more injuries than the thing you're going to... Why is that an example?
Dude.
Why?
Real good time.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah.
Starting to... Look a little less rosy, right? Lay that BS down.
Mm-hmm.
That cheap half-Jew bastard Drew.
What the hell?
Okay, just shut up.
Adam,
they dented can of garbanzo beans.
No.
Didn't get the gold package on the Cadillac.
Why?
That goddamn Oprah. Do not worry. She will pay.
Good times.
The only time I really know I'm alive is when I'm napping.
You're gay.
Good times. I got into her vagina.
Yeah, but you got off it into penis though.
How dare you?
Once in a while, I'll be whacking off just in the middle of the day, you know, 4 p.m. or something.
Interesting.
Oh, shut up. Would you, Drew? I'm trying to do some halfway decent radio for a change.
Man, when you talk like that, man, I don't even know you.
What kind of son of tard are you?
So you don't love me?
You talking to me, Drew?
I love you, yeah.
Oh, I love you, man.
Born gay, the life is to live gay. I say kudos to Drew. I've seen a lot of schwanz.
Good time.
Oh, yes. I'm about ready to sprout a vagina.
It's awesome.
Maybe it's love. He's a passionate, passionate man.
No.
Good times. Oh, no. What's the question?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Okay.
Good time.
Okay.
All right.
I was practically brought to tears thinking to myself,
yeah,
well, this is the way we're heard.
Yeah,
this is what they hear. And then I thought to myself, how could they? And then I thought, well, what did we talk about tonight? Well, Adam masturbating at the man show.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy being gay because he wouldn't make out with his girlfriend.
Check.
You abused me on at least 3 occasions about random. You abused my wife.
Look, here's the thing, Drew. When people think of this show in years from now, when we're long gone, and they just close their eyes and someone says, well, Loveline, what was that? That's basically what they'll hear.
Good times.
Born gay.
What we just
the
heard.
Life is to live gay.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be.
Doesn't that bring...
No.
No.
No, at least they'll think of something.
Okay.
Oh.
They forgot that?
They did not.
No talent ass clown.
Drew loves a good fart. He loves a good novelty fart. All right, Albert.
Hey.
Hey, you're 19.
Yep.
What's going on?
I'm uncircumcised. And
you're uncircumcised?
Yeah. And it's not sensitive. I have very sensitive.
Uh-huh.
I want to know what I can do about that.
Now, by sensitive, you mean...
when having sex.
The gun goes off too fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's not about being uncircumcised.
Well,
no,
really is not.
Well,
really is not.
How dare
it is not. Let's
you?
Be serious here.
How dare you? He could. Is the end of your? Is the head of your penis very sensitive?
Yeah, it's like.
Do you, if you put a condom like on?
Just,
hey, whoa! If you put a condom on, does it suddenly last as long as you wish?
No.
No, of course not. That's not the way that works, Adam.
I'm saying it could be taking a bad situation and making it worse.
So put a condom on.
Well,
that takes care of that.
I'll tell you, do you want to toughen up the head of your penis a little bit?
Yeah.
Get it used to contact? I'll tell you what to do.
Sled?
I'll tell you what to do. Yeah.
Blocking sled?
No. No, Albert, when you're walking around, going about your normal day, do you work?
Yep.
Where do you work?
Foot Action in Eastland. It's a shoe store.
You work at a shoe store?
Yep.
When you're in the back, next time some guy sends you to the back to get some... PF Flyers, they still make those. They don't make those anymore.
Kel.
Send you back to get
Air Jordans.
Send you back to get some Air Jordans. Reach down in your pants and pull your foreskin back and let the head of your penis just hang out.
That's what I was saying.
And then walk around throughout your day and let it bang up against the side of your pants and stuff and toughen it up a little bit.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was saying about. That's why I was thinking it was the circumstance.
Well, Albert, that's not going to do crap for you.
No, it might help psychologically and it might help physiologically a little bit.
Why
but Albert, we talk to guys who have this problem all night long and they're circumcised.
Right.
So this is about. Your gun just going off a little too fast. It's not so much about you being uncircumcised, but I think that doing what I just said is worth a try anyway.
What, how about the unloading the pistol?
Can you take a bullet out of the chamber, so to speak, before you get with your woman? I mean, can you?
Sometimes I can.
Yeah,
sometimes
take care of yourself like I took care of myself earlier
you
today.
Need a maintenance program, yeah.
And how long have you been with this woman?
Oh, it's different girls, man. Different girls.
Different girls.
Yeah.
Okay. It's going to be hard, truthfully,
with
to find
girls,
your rhythm if you keep moving around.
Yeah.
Wear that condom. I agree with Drew. Try pulling the foreskin back when you're walking around normal days. Even toughen it up a little bit. And see if you can figure it out to remove the bullet from the chamber before the gun goes off in the bedroom.
I'm just thinking, this show needs like a disclaimer at the beginning.
Which
it needs
is.
To be like, for all you. See a doctor, wear a condom, don't do drugs.
There you
don't
go.
Drive fast. I mean, you know what I mean?
Cover 90% of...
because I could see how... Show. Well, but I could also see how we could be criticized for not chanting that stuff and not enough, and yet we don't do it because it's so...
Boring.
More than boring, just like not real. You know what I mean?
Right. Thank you. Jeff, I don't know what that was. We'll edit that out of the show. Sorry for the people who heard it. Jeff, you're 27?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm having kind of a problem. I was wanting to ask Dr. Drew if there's anything physically to do with a woman when they're pregnant, if they're more prone to get in fights or anything.
Yeah, they're listen.
We're getting in fights to the tune of 4 to 5 times a week.
To the tune of. Yes. Jeff, were you listening the other night when I said I want to see that worked in more?
I've listened to you guys for years.
Thank you. Thank you. To the tune of what, 5, 6 years?
Oh, yeah.
To the tune of 5 or 6, yeah.
Right.
If you were estimating how far into the pregnancy she is, would you say it's the tune of 6, 7 months?
No, not that far.
Not that far. How far?
We already have one. This is our second.
And was she this way during the first one?
You know, it's tough to, I guess, but not so bad.
Now she's bad. Well, first of all, you know this is when you are expected to really be coming through with your best behavior, right?
Okay.
Well, women feel very vulnerable when they're pregnant, and this is the time for you to make them feel secure and safe and loved and protected. That's your job.
Okay.
Not to give her grief, not to give her ass, not to be going out by yourself because she can't. That is the last thing you want to be doing.
Right.
She's about 3 months right now.
Yeah, be that as it may.
It'll be a long 6 months.
And the other thing is the biological changes are rather profound, and there can be depression. And irritability is one of the hallmarks of depression. And people who are depressed need you. They need that connectedness. They need their intimate relationships. Even though it seems that they're pushing you away, they need you. And it's an important idea to have that evaluated. Maybe, you know, Marie Osmond just put a book out about pregnancy and depression. You might want to maybe get her that book and let her look at it, see if she fits that profile.
Oh, you know, and I saw that at a B. Dalton's. It's called...
No talent ass clown.
You know, it's funny. I do this show like I'm trying to get fired. You know what I mean? Like, if this was a sitcom, you'd be going, hey, he wants to get fired and collect on the next few months of his contract.
Let's set the scene. It's WKRP. It's 1977.
Right.
And the DJ's trying to get fired.
Yeah. That's like a sitcom. Ah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, listen, you got to step up when your wife's pregnant.
Yes, you do.
Look, they always talk about all the pain, the physical pain, the emotional pain that a woman goes through to carry the child. What about the pain she brings on her man who's living under the same roof with her, this monster for 9 months? That's pain. Oh, true. I was just thinking about your triplets and your wife. And
She was like, hey. Uh-huh. She was a seriously...
She's troubled when she's not pregnant.
No, listen, she was the most untroubled pregnant woman. And she was she was a living incubator. I mean, she was in bed for 4 months. She was in the hospital half of that time.
He just had her juiced up the whole
time.
No,
she wasn't juiced
smart,
up. Couldn't
smart,
be.
Smart.
She should have been. I would have had to have been.
That's right. Tranquilizer,
she like, listen,
put her down.
No, seriously,
bed.
You and I would have been... Please, imagine that.
No.
Being an incubator for 9 months and four of those just completely being relinquished. To sort of a medical
system. But she was
system.
Down. I'm saying if she had one, she was on her feet, you'd be screwed. She'd have enough energy to kick your ass around the house. You dodge a bullet there. Smart. Smart. What about taking drugs when you're pregnant?
What about?
Well,
antidepressants?
Taking?
You can't really.
Can't.
No, really.
Nothing can be. Can't.
You shouldn't. You can, but you shouldn't.
Okay.
Not, so the jury is out on that.
It's still out.
It's not been studied properly. I don't know.
Okay, it's interesting.
Yeah, they would go
Zoloft or anything.
There's a couple of them that may be safe, but generally they try to keep them off the serotonin reuptake inhibitors during pregnancy. I mean, really diligently keep them off it.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll speak to Angie, who's a 31-year-old boyfriend's in prison for drugs.
Really?
And,
how about this one? No. How about we?
Love line. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Hey, everybody, Loveline. Let's keep rolling right along with the calls and the hilarity. What do you say, Drew?
Sure.
Angie?
Good times.
Hello.
You're 24?
Yes.
Boyfriend's in prison?
No, he was in prison when I first started dating him.
Ooh, what's wrong with you?
Well, we've been dating for 5 years, and he had just gotten out of prison. He was in prison for 4 years. Last night I looked on the internet and found out that he was in prison for molesting a child.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's get back to my first question.
Yeah, what's the matter with you?
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
Well, you say you met the guy when he was in prison?
No. He was already...
That's what you said.
He had just gotten out of prison.
That's the second thing you said. But the first thing you said is he was in prison when you met him.
No. Well, he was in prison for 4 years, and when he got out, I met him, and we've been dating for 5 years.
How'd you meet him?
At a bar.
Okay.
And so he was his crime was over 9 years ago.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I looked on the internet, it said his crime was 13 years ago.
That'd be over 9 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And...
I don't know if I should, I want to talk to him about this, and I want to know if I can do more checking into what actually happened, and I was also curious to know if people can really change with health. I don't know what to do.
Good question, actually.
He told you he was in for drugs.
Yes.
And could he have been in for drugs and this?
Oh, yeah, that's very... I knew he did drugs when he was younger.
All right. And how do you find out what he did on the internet?
Well, some friend last night was telling me about her son is in prison, and she looked at this one website, and you can put in their name.
Yeah.
And wow. their state, and it tells you all their information.
Interesting.
That's great.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
It's a lovely group. And how does he seem to you?
He seems like a completely different person that would do something like that.
What kind of person?
What was the situation? What did they say he did?
They didn't give details, and that's what I someone told me I could go down to the courthouse and get public records. And
Well, look, you're involved with this guy. Give him a chance to be honest with you.
Okay.
Bringing it up.
Yeah, what happened? I found out this is what happened, and if he's uh-huh. super defensive and angry, then... Hey, this isn't the guy you think he is.
Do you have kids?
No.
You a heavy set gal?
Me?
Yeah.
I've recently gained some weight since I've been with him.
Well, that's all right, but I'm
sorry. I mean, we have broken up before, and I've been fine without him. I care about him. It's a long time to invest in a relationship.
And he's doing his work and, keeping clean?
Well, he drinks, but...
Uh-oh. Yeah. It's not a great thing for a guy who had a problem with drugs.
No, I think that, I'm thinking now that I'm sure he's drinking to cover up his pain.
Oh, please, Angie.
Yes?
Please. Boy.
You have no kids.
No.
That's good. And what's this guy do for a living?
Construction.
No! Horrible.
Well, he's drinking because he's an alcoholic.
I told you most of the guys I work with were felons.
I know. You would never been wrong.
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's drinking because he drinks.
Uh-huh.
He likes drinking.
Yes.
And yes, there are emotional issues that fuel alcoholism and make it progress, but you got a problem here.
Yeah.
You got some real serious issues with this guy.
Okay.
Criminal, child abuse, addict, drinking.
So what should you do? Talk to him.
Talk to him. Ask for some change.
Don't make a big deal out of it.
Go to Al-Anon.
Your friend of hers was, in jail. She said to go on this website. She did, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
Honest with
him. Stay with this guy. We should feel free to be honest with him about that.
Rachel?
Yeah?
You're 20. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I was just calling to let you know that I think it's really funny when you fart on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I think farting is hysterical, but I've realized that in my adult travels that other folks don't.
It's pretty sexy, isn't it, Rachel?
Turns you on?
No.
Be honest.
I mean, I just think it's really funny. And
be
you
honest.
Totally laugh at yourself, and then Drew just sits there.
Drew likes a good fart, too.
Oh, that's good.
I like Adam's diabolical laughter that ensues.
Yeah, she's a hand one, too.
I don't know.
We'll see if I can get one off before the show ends. All right, Rachel?
All right, that's cool.
You be listening?
Yeah.
Do you? We never really interviewed a girl that enjoys the fart humor, right?
You enjoy the fart yourself?
Well, my roommate and I think it's really funny to sit around and have farting contests.
Shoot the breeze. Yeah, that's nice. You know what I was saying? When we...
what?
I was... I was at the man show, shooting man shows today.
Yeah.
And walking around in my sweatpants during some run-through of some Manovations bit or something. It's the same thing. We're in the man show studio. It's a good-sized studio. In the audience, where all the seating is, where the bleachers are, there's a handful of our writers, a couple of tech guys, people sitting around reading the newspaper, and then us up on stage arguing over some nonsense detail. And a few of the familiar faces from the old Loveline show around there.
Wow.
Tracy and Craig Factor and stuff. Anyway, they put the little lavalier mic on you, and you walk around. I had a good one. So when I have a good one, I'll pop the mic off, a little mic that, is clipped onto my shirt, put it in my ass, and let it go.
Oh.
And it fills up the whole PA system, It goes around. It echoes throughout, but everyone looks up, because it's big. It's like we're just sitting there talking about nothing, and suddenly...
No talent ass clown.
But it was great. It's huge. Everyone started laughing.
But you and Jimmy just sitting.
And me and Jimmy laughing like madmen. And all the writers laughing. Everyone's laughing. And 10 minutes later, I let another one fly. But I put this little lavalier mic. It's the size of a raisin.
Fingernail.
I probably shove it up my ass. Like, it takes over the whole place. And we're sitting around at lunch, and some people commented. Said, yeah, that's funny. That's good. And I said, yeah, but I want to be alive long enough for the day when not only the sound is transmitted through the speaker, smellogram. But the smell comes
and
through
the speakers, and we can rate the smell. How many hobo power? You can turn the volume, no, hobo power volume.
Don't ruin my utopia with your delusions of hobo power.
No, you can
I'm
just
saying,
dial
I
in
just
the hobo power.
What an amazing thing that when the smell could come through the speaker as well. That's all I'm looking for.
Don't take another call.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Brian?
Yeah?
You're 21. What's up?
Yeah, I got a question about, well, first I should start off where it all began here. I have a small penis there, and about 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Erect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I was about 15 years old, I had this girlfriend, and she was going down in my pants and whatnot.
Mason jar.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I don't believe this.
And she reached down there, and she pulled back up, and she gave me this smirk, and I didn't know anything about it back then, so I was like, what's going on? I followed her back to the classroom. She said she's going to break up with me. I said, what's going on?
Where is he going with this? Who knows?
Back to the classroom.
Mason jar.
Oh, listen. 4.5, that's what you got? That's what you got. Nothing you can do about it. Just get good with your tongue. Not only going down on women, I mean talking them into the sack when you're in a bar.
There you go.
You're fine. There's nothing you can do. Why bother? Listen,
don't take that call. Remember?
Overcompensate.
Never listen to me.
Oh, shut up. We'll be back.
Loveline. Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
There you go. Fabulous Loveline.
Fabulous.
All right, let's take a little extended dance break here, Drew. Come back in about 22 hours. What do you say?
Good, let's do it.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Adam, were you sexually groomed going up?
Yes.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.